Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. You know what the first one is? That's the flagship site where you can get the show and all the different ways you can download the archives, download the interviews that we've done, and if you want to download them, you can stream them or download them or iPod them or podcast them or subscribe to them. Lots of different ways you can use them. Please do that. Hope you take advantage of that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which has got a whole new look these days, and check that out when you get a chance. That comes on Sunday afternoon by email. And, of course, we've got our blog, which we update every weekday, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. And then over in the knowledge base, AskJim.biz, that's where you can get Small Business Answers Now. And someone who is well represented in everything that we do, who's been a member of our Brain Trust now in her 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust, Joanna Brandy is one of the world's experts on customer care. I reminded you earlier that she taught me not to say customer service, it's customer care. And she's our good friend. She's the author of a number of different books, including Winning at Customer Retention. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
I'm always happy to be back.
I always like to tell my audience how you taught me that to use customer care, not customer service, because customer service is where people go when something's broken.
Yeah.
Customer care is where you go to stop things from getting broken.
Well, actually,
or prevent them from getting broken, actually.
Well, prevent a much more proactive approach. I like to think of the word care in that respect as an acronym, and the way that I use that is create an authentic relationship with everyone we come in contact with.
I told you she was smart, folks.
Enthusiastically, energetically, elegantly, and maybe even exquisitely.
I was on a radio show the other day, I was on someone else's radio show. They were interviewing me about small business last week, and this guy said, has customer service died in America?
Mm.
And I said, well, in some places it has.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would say it's not dead, it's just sleeping, but I'm beginning to wonder if it's more like in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are
What do you attribute that to, Joanna?
Well, you know, we have this bottom line imperative in this country.
Yeah.
You know, showing the quarterly results.
Thanks to Wall Street.
Thanks to Wall Street. And it tends to take people's focus off of the relationship issues and put them on other issues. And, you know, what's really interesting is the companies that really do love their customers and that really do put effort and time into it, they've got great bottom line results. But it doesn't mean that they've had great bottom exception of Southwest Airlines, doesn't mean they've had great bottom line results every single quarter. You know, because sometimes you have to invest.
You have to retool.
You have to, sharpen the saw.
You have
retool,
to make an investment.
Invest, do some training. And being in the business where I do a fair amount of training, I've watched training budgets get cut over and over and over again. There is a perception that what the kinds of things that we need are called soft skills, are called soft. Now, and it's perceived that they don't have hard results, but they do. Soft skills have really hard bankable results.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening now, and it's really very interesting, is that we are now coming into a time when all of the experts are telling us that much more than 50% of our ability to do a good job is emotional intelligence and not IQ, you know, EQ, not
mm-hmm.
IQ. And what's amazing about that is that we find companies spend so little time actually teaching that kind of stuff. And the numbers, you know, coming out of Gallup are astonishing. 29% of the American workforce is engaged. The rest of them are not. They're either not engaged or actively disengaged.
Meaning they're just showing up.
Not engaged just means they're showing up. They're showing up for work.
So it's like,
and they're
it's
doing
like
the minimum.
It's like 70% of employees are zombies. Is that what you're saying?
Here's what I'm saying is that 70% of most companies' employees are not really helping them grow the company. They're not bringing their passion to work. They're not they're not being there with discretionary effort. And really, the great customer care comes from discretionary effort. You can't mandate that people care about somebody.
And see, Joanna, I really hope that when small business owners hear what you're saying, that they say, you know what? I don't. My business doesn't have to be that way.
What
and if
doesn't?
If I can make sure that it's not that way, isn't that going to be a competitive advantage for me? And folks, if you're coming to that, if you're asking for that conclusion, you are correctamundo.
Oh yes, not only a competitive advantage. Here's what I learned last week more than anything else. I was at a workshop that two friends of mine were doing, two colleagues of mine, for the Positive Workplace Alliance.
Go ahead and tell us where you were.
I was in Costa Rica.
You just had to rub that in a little bit earlier for
me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And while I was there, I did something that scared me. I got up on top of the. I actually did zip lining, something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but scared me. So I did something that scared me because, you know, sometimes we need to have a physical representation of a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
That was a breakthrough.
Right.
But, you know, it's a sustainable competitive advantage, is where I was going with that. It's not only a competitive advantage, it's sustainable when it comes from your people. So if in a large business, Gallup says that, or even a medium-sized business, if 70% of the people are asleep at the switch or not active enough that they're actually going to be helping you grow your business, in small businesses, there's really not enough room for that, you know, where most small business owners are in direct contact with their employees. So the important thing there is keeping those folks engaged. Keeping them active, keeping them thinking, keeping them constantly looking for ways to improve, keeping them constantly looking for ways to delight the customers. And we do that because we have that emotional intelligence that helps us move that along.
And you know what else, Joanna? Because we've got so many, as owners, we've got so many other things to do. We need to establish that kind of an attitude to be self-supporting, to be self-sufficient, so that they can continue to self-motivate themselves. I mean, not that we shouldn't be involved, but show them how and give them the authority to do it themselves. I want to talk about that some more right after these messages with our good friend Joanna Brandy. Folks, these are breakthrough things for your small business. I promise you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joanna Brandy. And that's B-R-A-N-D-I, Joanna Brandy. So you want to give us your website, please?
That would be CustomerCareCoach.com and now MondayMorningMotivation.net.
MondayMorningMotivation.net. Now, are you trying to say that motivation is an important element of customer care?
Huge. It's so huge.
What's the deal?
Well, because, we mentioned it before a little bit, this thing called discretionary effort. This is the little bit extra, what Ed Horrell calls lagniappe, and what the people in the South, you know that word. Is that how you pronounce it? Lagniappe?
Oh, lagniappe. That's a Louisiana term. That's a Cajun term. Lagniappe.
That's a Cajun term. Lagniappe.
Lagniappe means just a little something extra you didn't expect.
A little something extra.
But it's also something you didn't expect.
And something you did.
It's the Cajun term for serendipity.
Yeah. And it's a great word, but that kind of stuff, the part of the customer experience that, you know, makes the customer go away saying, "Wow, that was great," you know, that kind of stuff has to come from inside of you. That has to come from a deep place. And I think that it's very challenging these days to keep we were talking at the break, keep people motivated. It's very difficult for a manager with everything a small business owner has to do, that to, in addition to everything else, has to keep themselves and their folks motivated. So mm-hmm. this is just a Monday Morning Motivation. It's kind of an interesting little product. You can do it in less than a minute. It's a very, you know, graphically attractive reminder that comes once a week on Monday or whatever the first day of your week is. We can do that. And it just reminds you of a customer insight for that week. So it focuses your attention on one short, you know, like two sentences insight, taking a lot of inspiration from you, Jim, with AskJim.biz. It's short, sweet, and then along with the insight, you get some positive self-talk. Positive self-talk. So over and over again,
is this something that we would not only use ourselves as owners, as business owners, but also maybe share with our employees?
Oh, it's for everybody. For everybody. We made a very low-priced, very easy-to-access product, and it's personalized. So it would have it would say, Dear Jim. It would say, Good morning, Jim. Mm-hmm. And it would tell you what the insight was and what the self-talk
Monday
was.
Morning Motivator.
Monday Morning Motivation.net.
Motivation.net.
Right,
motivation. This is different from CustomerCareCoach.com, right?
It's just, it's just the product that's attached to Customer
right.
Care Coach.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of, it's interesting because a lot of the teleseminars I've been doing have been on the topic of motivation. People are coming to me and saying, can you do a program on motivation? I just did a speech in New York 2 weeks ago, and when the person that hired me to come do that said, you know, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, interestingly enough, I've been doing a lot of stuff on the magic of motivation. She said, that's perfect. So I did a program there, and very, very well received. I think we need to teach people there's a psychology behind it. There really is, you know, we have, in our country, in this country, we're so extrinsically motivated. I'll give you a raise, you can have a day off, here's a pin or a button or a thing or a reward point, or, you know, we keep trying to manipulate people's energy externally with either a reward or a gift or a punishment. But in reality, real motivation comes from inside.
And how do we connect to inside to get it?
Well, that becomes, and that is one of the emotional intelligence competencies. Mm-hmm. Daniel Goleman, who wrote the book about emotional intelligence and several other books actually, says that 67% of the abilities that are essential for effective performance are emotional competencies. Well, how do you motivate yourself in the morning when you get up, Jim? You've been doing this for how many years now?
Well, we're in our 10th year.
You're in your 10th year. You get up every day.
You know, and I think
65 days a year. is somebody standing out there holding a carrot for you or saying, you know, Jim, if you're a good boy and you do this every day, you're going to get this reward? No.
You know what? I have found what I love to do. And my mother used to tell me, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Ah.
And see, I think that's what you're talking about. And I think maybe some of us don't always realize that we can give that to our employees, can't we?
What we can do, yes, we can. And
make the environment, we can motivate them, we can set them up for success in such a way that all these other things, the buttons and the day off and all that sort of things are nice. But mainly, make it where they love going to work.
Exactly.
And they love serving customers.
When you create an environment, just like when you and I talk on the radio, we've been talking on the radio for 10 years. The first thing you do, can we share with people the first thing you do when every time, or shall we keep that a secret?
You can do it. It's up to you.
Okay. Well, Jim sings me a song every time he sings me a little love song. The first thing every time we get on the phone together to talk on the radio. Now, that makes me feel good about myself in his presence. It puts a smile on my face, and it says to me, Jim loves me. And that makes me feel really,
really
good.
See, now you've blown my cover. You've blown my grumpy cover,
it's okay.
Joanna.
I only shared a little part of it. I didn't share the whole song. But what does that do? When we can create an environment where someone feels good in our presence because we bring out in them the best in them, they're going to want to do what we want them to do.
And they're going to want to show up, and the money is, and the other stuff is important, but it's secondary. Hey, Joanna,
absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Thanks, Jim. It's always my pleasure.
And you know I love you. I'll talk to you later.
And stop by Monday Morning Motivation.net for more info.
Check it out, folks. Monday Morning Motivation.net. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.